In New Brentford late, some rogue as he passed by spied a cage and a magpie at a gentleman's gate and took it away. When they missed cage and pie, they'd made search narrowly till they found the bird out for about the poor magpie. For about the poor magpie, there was a great rout. To the justice they sent, and a warrant in hast, sir, was granted for Foster, to whom they straight went, the same for to serve, and the constable too his duty he did do, and took Foster straight for stealing a magpie, for stealing a magpie from the gentleman's gate. They had him indeed for a justice to answer for what he had done, sir, who his mittimus made and to prison him sent for 3 weeks or more, with want and bones sore, he in Newgate did lie, till cleared at the sessions, till cleared at the sessions, all for a magpie. When sessions began, he came to be tried, not guilty, he cried. The jury each one did hear out the cause. The witnesses sworn was heard every one, but could not justify that Foster did steal both, that Foster did steal both the cage and magpie. Besides, Foster said, a man overtook him, and thus he spoke to him, friend, be not afraid to take this magpie. When a day or two's o'er, I shall return sure, then I'll give you content. He little thought he should to Newgate be sent. At last he was freed, the jury did clear him, the court too discharged him, and they all agreed to take off his fees. They gave him advice for to be more wise, and ne'er mair comply, to keep for another a cage and magpie.